Today, we're honored to have Gretchen Schoester, a remarkable voice in the world of mental health advocacy. Join us on the podcast. Gretchen is someone who not only has faced the depths of depression and crisis, but has also emerged stronger, turning her pain into purpose. Her journey of bravery led her into make herself a life-saving phone call to 988, which was ultimately changed everything. Now, Gretchen is the creator of an award-winning podcast that helps thousands of people feel less alone by sharing her raw, authentic conversations with suicide survivors, mental health professionals, and everyday people with extraordinary stories. Through her laughter, storytelling, and sharing untold truths, she continues to break the stigma surrounding mental health. Beyond her podcast, Gretchen is the founder of Schuster Talent and Wellness Solutions, where she has transformed workplaces by helping organizations prioritize employee well-being and medical health from the inside out. Her hope to inspire those struggling to speak up, reach out, and realize that they're never alone. Gretchen, we're so grateful to have you on the show today. I'm really excited to have you on the show. Now, your story is so powerful, and it takes such bravery to share. And I love when people like you come on the show because, it's really hard to really tell our stories because when we talk about the past and we talk about everything we went through, it's a lot of repressed emotions. It's a lot of stuff that, took a lot, for us to get to this point. You rose above the crisis, you overcame your obstacles, and now, you've turned your dream into reality by making this wonderful podcast that you have, and you're helping others. And, let people know a little about you and your story behind it and how you got to this point.
For sure. And thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here. So, a little bit about me. The last quarter of 2022 was the most horrible quarter of my entire life, even harder than when my mom had passed away in 1997. I had a series of events that all happened very quickly and all together. And for those that don't know me, I'm a true extrovert and an empath. And so, the series of events affected me in ways that probably wouldn't affect other people. Early in September, I got a notice from work, and they're like, "Hey, you're eligible for early retirement." I'm like, "Oh, great, good, because I hate my job." And it should have been like a good thing, but you start thinking about ageism in the workforce and the fact that I still wanted to work. At the time, I was 59 and a half, and I wasn't going to be eligible for Medicare or any of that. So that started like eating away at me. And then my wife got shingles and she was down for 8 weeks. If you've ever
Wow.
been around anybody that has shingles, it's debilitating. And the empath in me was like soaking up all her pain and not really taking care of myself. And then I hit and killed a deer the same month. It was October. It was fantastic. And then I got catfished. And I, by that time, everything was starting to like come to a head. And thankfully for me, I woke up enough out of my depression. I didn't know it was depression at the time, but I woke up and I was like, what the hell am I doing? So I got the FBI involved and got that all squared away. And then a really good friend of ours passed away, beginning of November. My father-in-law passed away 2 days before Thanksgiving. And during this whole time, work is starting to slowly peel away stuff that I had done for 15 years. And so I was starting to feel a little worthless. And, people would ask me how I was doing. And, as a true extrovert, I like sucked it up. I'm like, hey, I'm doing fine. And I would leave it alone. But like on the inside, I was like slowly just wanting to die. And, then come, Christmas of 2022 or right around December, we had been in New York City and I had done some things that were typically out of character for me. I got
Yeah.
super drunk. I lost my phone. I broke my nose in a hotel room. And like nobody picked up on it. Nobody. My coworkers didn't know what was going on. My wife didn't understand what was going on. My family, nobody knew. And so Christmas Day, I just wanted to go out for a drive. Well, I live in upstate New York. That Christmas, it was minus 22 outside. And I went to go out to my car and take a drive. Got out, car didn't start. Why? Because it was so cold. And I just was pissed. I'm like, God, what else can go on? And I was, and at that point, I broke. Marched back into the house, and I don't even think my wife knew I had come back home. I went upstairs and I had a bottle of pills waiting on my nightstand. And I emptied the bottle of pills into my hand. And I had a little glimmer of hope, and that's all I'm going to call it, is a glimmer, because I still don't understand. But something said to me that things are going to get better. And I had remembered 2 months ahead of that that I had read about the 988 crisis hotline. I was like, what do I have to lose? I have nothing to lose. And so I, my one hand, I had my pills. The other hand was shaking so hard. I had a really hard time dialing the phone number, and they picked up right away. And the person on the other end of the line literally saved my life that day. She gave voice to what was going on inside my head because I didn't understand it. You know, for people that are my generation, we've been taught, don't talk about what's going on inside of you. Just like, but you know, buckle up and just move on. And I finally felt like that weighted X-ray blanket had come off my shoulders because she gave voice to what was going on inside of me. And after that call, you know, I had gone ahead and scheduled an appointment with a therapist. She gave me a bunch of resources, and then I went downstairs and talked to my wife for 3 hours. She had no idea how depressed I was. And so, if you are an extrovert out there and you are masking up, please stop, because the only person you hurt is yourself. And I think that, you know, thinking back to like my friends and my coworkers, if they had asked a little bit better questions, like a question that I would have actually had to answer and not, oh, I'm living the dream, that would have helped too, because that one question could literally save somebody's life. And so the day after that happened, I opened up onto social media. I have a pretty huge following. I wanted people to know what was going on with me because I didn't want them to feel as terrified and alone in their journey as I felt in mine. And I had over 200 people reach out to me and say thank you, because now they didn't feel so terrified. They felt seen and they felt heard. And that was one of my healers. And then my second healer, and I use the term super loosely, my co-host is used to be my manager, but I retired from work like 4 months later. But we would call each other every day and laugh. And let me tell you what laughter does for you. Laughter does a couple of things. It releases some cortisol, gets your serotonin going, gets your endorphins going. And so no matter how crappy your day is, you can reflect back on those conversations and laugh. And that's what she did. So my two healers were sharing my story and laughter. And it was during one of those conversations, you know, just two best friends just trying to make it through the worst job ever. She decided, she's like, hey, let's do a podcast. And I'm like, okay, let's do a podcast. And we thought, you know, the joke's really on us, because we thought, oh, we're going to do like three episodes and we'll be done. Okay. Don't ever take advice from yourself, okay? So we released that episode on the very first episode on Valentine's Day 2023. And we did that in honor of my mom. I buried my mom in 1997 on Valentine's Day. And as part of my healing journey, I wanted to change the trajectory of that day, because the years prior to that had been a horrible day. And like, I just didn't want to celebrate. Super thankful to like all our listeners, everybody that like just kept us to keep on going. And so by April of 2023, we had 10,000 downloads. I'm still trying to figure out who those 10,000 people were. Like, we are so not clinical on our show. It's a very open, authentic conversation, very organic. We don't have any questions. We just let people come in and talk about their stories. And that was part of my healing journey. And then it just kept getting better. So, you know, my entire life I've been giving, giving, giving to people. And then all of a sudden, all that goodness started coming back. And it came back as an avalanche of like incredibly heartwarming things that were happening to me. And I will say this every day, I'm so thankful to be alive for everything, because the story got better. You know, Come September of 2024, we won two awards for the podcast. And then in December, we hit 1 million downloads. I'm still trying to figure out who's listening to us, okay? But like, I got super depressed again in November of 2024. I had gone to go work for a small consulting firm and they got picked up by one of the big five consulting firms. Okay, I had pr made a promise to myself that when I retired, I wasn't going to work for a big company again. I was burned out. And I ended up having resting bitch face every single day for 2 months. And this time, everybody knew where I stood because I opened up. I took my mask off. I was super vulnerable. I'm like, listen, I am not doing okay. I have resting bitch face. I can't make it go away. I've tried and tried and tried, but it wasn't going to go away. And then on December 21st, my wife gave me permission to quit. And once again, like that heavy weighted blanket felt like it came off my shoulders. And I forget how long it takes to de-ice a plane. So we were flying home on the 22nd. And it's like, well, I still want to work because that like little wheels were spinning in my head. Like I still want to work. And so I had my phone and I had my resume and I had ChatGPT. And so I uploaded my resume. And I said, based on my resume, the 45 years I've had in corporate America and everything I've done on the mental health space, form an independent consulting firm. And like 2 minutes, it came back with like this laundry list. And I like cut that list by like two thirds. I'm like, there's a whole lot of stuff here I don't want to do. And I went back to work on January 2nd and put in my notice and officially opened my business January 22nd, 2025.
Wow, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It takes a lot. You went through a lot, and then you didn't give up. You just, you kept chugging and chugging and chugging, and you didn't give up. Now, I think that makes us stronger as people. It gives us wisdom, it gives us knowledge, it builds our level of confidence and courage, and we become stronger as individuals, and we also start to see life in a totally different way. I think, when we go through trials and tribulations in life, I think we start to visualize life in a different set of eyes. I know that going through my ups and downs in life and going through roller coaster rides like you, I feel like I don't look at the world the way a lot of people do because of everything I've gone through in life. Do you feel like that?
100%. Like, I can look back to where I was like 5 years ago, and then I look at like the trials and tribulations I went through over the last 2 years, and it was life changing for me. And also going to therapy. Like, here's a bit of advice for anybody out there. Don't wait until you're 59 and a half to do this. But if you have not set boundaries yet, learn how to set boundaries. Know is a very powerful word. And if you are an empath, learn how to put your shield up because you need to take care of you. Because what it all boiled down to is I wasn't taking care of me. I took care of everybody else in the world, but I wasn't taking care of me. And once I started to take care of me, I felt way better, like way better. And so, like, if you are out there and you don't know how to set a boundary, you know what? If you have ChatGPT, look it up. Don't look it up on the Googles, okay? Because you'll come back with like 87 results of stuff that doesn't even apply. Keep putting one foot in front of the other and remember that the world's a better place because you're here. And so you are
100%.
wanted and loved and needed in this world.
Now, can you share more about your decision to call 988 and how that moment changed your life?
Oh yeah. As soon as I dialed the number, they picked up right away. And I felt heard and I felt seen. And they were able, like I said, they were able to put words into my head that I hadn't heard. And because I didn't understand what I was feeling. And that decision literally it saved my life. And she stayed on the line with me for like almost an hour and a half, just making sure that I was okay. And for anybody that's afraid to call the crisis hotline, it's free and it's anonymous. In today's world, that's kind of important. And it made me feel like I still had more to give to this world, and that I was loved and I was wanted and I was needed, and that no matter how bad everything seemed that day, maybe it wouldn't be as bad the next day. And it took me 3 months to get to that, but to get there, it was a lot. I mean, a lot. And we all go through a lot. But for me, as an extrovert and an empath, it was way more than my little 4'11 body could handle. Like, there was no place else for it to go. And yes, I can laugh about it now. And look, laughter, hindsight is 20/20. I can go back and laugh about what happened in New York City right before, I took, did my suicide attempt. I can go back and laugh at that. I mean, it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time. But also being able to laugh at yourself and find the humor in stuff that we do. Yeah, on paper, it's not very funny. But if you can relive those experiences, it reminds you why you're here today. It reminds you the importance of life. It reminds you the importance of joy and friendship and family and love. And you have to love yourself no matter what. And if you're doing negative self-talk, please stop, because the way that we talk to ourselves is like when we angry text somebody that you're afraid to talk to, say it to somebody's face. If you start t negative doing negative self-talk, turn that around and be like, hey, would I say this to my closest friend? Like, don't do it, okay? Because it doesn't do you any good. Remember to give yourself patience and grace. We're humans. We're not robots. We have these crazy emotions that go through our heads, and life gets hard. But if you're willing to put in the work, it gets better. I want people to see my story as a story of hope. If I hadn't put in the work, I probably would have fallen back into that crazy pattern that I was going through, and I don't want to go back to that version of myself.
Wow, that's powerful. When so much of you wanted to stay silent, what helped you push to speak up?
I didn't want people to feel as terrified and as alone as I did in my own journey. Because, like, when it was all coming down, like, I couldn't find my voice and I couldn't find my footing because I didn't understand what was going on in my head. Like, I didn't have like a fun podcast like our podcast is, right? Yes, we talk about mental health, but we make it fun. Like, everything that I was listening to was so clinical, and I was like, fuck, I don't want to do this. It's like, I can't listen to this anymore because it just made me want to stab my eyes out and stab my ears out. I'm like, stop.
100%.
I wanted people to see that they have the ability to change their lives. And for me, that was one phone call, one call. And to all my friends, my family, my coworkers, thank you for pushing me up when I couldn't hold myself up. Because it took me a really long time to circle out of that. I was spinning down the drain, and as soon as I opened up onto social media, people were checking in on me every single day for at least 6 months. Every day. I still have friends now that will check on me every day. Hey, how are you doing? That's another thing we can do. I do self-check Sundays. So I text all my friends. I'm like, hey, how are you doing today? How's your mental health? We need to keep checking in on people. Right now, the world is literally on fire and people are spiraling out of control.
100%.
Remember to be kind. You have zero idea what's going on with somebody's life. Zero.
100%.
If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Like, if you're listening to a show and you don't like what you saw, okay, you know what? Maybe don't go watch it again, but don't leave a negative review. If you go to a restaurant and you get crappy service, okay, do you know what's going on with the server? Maybe something else is going on. Don't take it out on them. Be nice. Just be nice.
100%. That is so true. A lot of times we forget that, you know what? You don't know what that person's going through in their own personal life. And maybe the way they responded, maybe the way they're acting, maybe the way they're doing things, you know, may not be what you expect or what you want, but you don't know what goes on in that person's lives. And you don't know the life that they live, you know, the pathway that they've taken, the journey that they're going through, you know, some of the wounds that they carry on their shoulders. So, you know, you got to watch what you say to people. And, you know, it's sometimes you can really do more damage than you think by saying negative things to other people's lives. You know, there have been things on the internet where kids are just, you know, saying really nasty things to other kids. And kids have committed suicide over it because they were bullied by other children. And then, you know what the sad thing is that adults do the same thing. I see it all the time. You know, do you not think that other adults are being affected by this? You don't know the personalities. A lot of people, you know, there are some people that could shrug things off and they don't give a shit, but there are a lot of people out there that keep it to heart. And you could do a lot of damage to somebody. You know, if you're with an abusive person and that person keeps saying negative things to you, after a while, you're going to believe it. When someone, if you have people, you know, saying mean things to you over and over again, whether it's on the internet, whether it's on a telephone, whether it's in person, and usually it's not in person because usually people who say this shit are too, they're not strong enough to do it in person, but they're okay to do it on the text or, you know,
Or
where they're.
an email. Yeah. Like if you're going to send that email, think twice before you send it. Like check yourself.
Yes, exactly. And usually it's not when people are so mean, it's not it's something going on with that person because that's why they're acting out and they're just choosing any victim because they want them to feel the way they feel inside.
And for me, like, when everything was going down, like I would just show up, but I wasn't showing up for myself. I would show up for everybody else.
Yeah.
And there were signs. Like I completely checked out of like my normal routine. Like I at work, I just stopped caring. I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, you wanna pay me for 8 hours to do nothing? Perfect. We're gonna do nothing. Okay. If when I would like show up in meetings, I would just not come on camera anymore. Like I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of like sit with my thoughts, and like I didn't decorate that year. I didn't want to do Thanksgiving that year. I didn't want to do anything. And at the time, I wasn't sure that I was actually going to go through it, but I was within 20 minutes.
Wow. That's scary. What were some of the most significant challenges you faced in your recovery journey, and how did you overcome them?
I think the most significant was that I had a lot of friends stop checking in and just kind of like ghosted me, right? Because they didn't like the new version of me, the new version of me setting boundaries,
Yeah.
the new version of me putting up my shield because I wasn't going to be everybody's like, come and suck all the emotion out of me because I didn't have the time for that. And
Yeah.
that was hard because I was inching closer to my 60th birthday, and I was getting to that point of like I don't really give an F about a lot of things because I cared about me. When I started turning the attention to me and not to everybody else, and I stopped the people pleasing and looking for my joy, it really
Yeah.
turned some people off. So, there are friends out there that are here for a season and a reason.
Yes.
My true blue friends, they stuck by me. They've stuck by me 100%. I just finished the manuscript for my book, the unedited version, the first draft, and I chose like 50 people just to read it, just to get some insight. And the one thing they told me is that they couldn't put the book down because they got to see the real me, like
Yeah.
the authentic me. And yes, I do cuss in the book, because that's the only way it could be authentic. And I'm excited to see that come to fruition and be done. But if you ever want to learn about yourself, write a book. Okay. It is the most cathartic thing you will ever do in your life. But there were people that when I was done writing the book, that I really wanted to send that to, but they're no longer friends of mine because I wanted them to see truly what I was going through. And I don't think I would have gotten, I don't think it would click with them. And that makes me sad. So, like, if you have friends out there that you think might be depressed, if they're an extrovert, start asking them more questions that we actually have to answer. If somebody reaches out to you, and you say that you're going to be available to them, make yourself available. And listen with your ears and not with your mouth, because a lot of times what we need is somebody just to hear us out.
Yes,
Hold
100%.
space for us.
That's one, I think, a big problem with a lot of people is sometimes people, they don't realize that they don't want your opinion. They don't want to hear about your life because some people spin it around and all of a sudden they start talking about themselves. They just want to be heard. They just want someone to listen to them. And you could actually be saving a life just by keeping your mouth shut and just listening to a person, not giving them your opinion, not starting to talk about, oh, I did that too, and blah, 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 blah. Just listen. Just listen.
Just zip your mouth and just listen. If somebody does reach out to you, it's really important that you're available to them. There's a great Simon Sinek video on YouTube. It's called 8 Minutes. If you give us 8 minutes of you being silent and letting us talk, that you can actually save somebody's life. Actually save their life. And if you have somebody that you think is contemplating taking their life, you can contact 988 on their behalf and get some resources for you so you can help them get to the point so they can make that call themselves.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's really good to know. Because I didn't even know about 988 until you brought it up, to be honest with you. I slightly heard about it, but didn't know really anything about it, to be honest.
It's an amazing hotline because it's not just for suicide ideation. It is for anybody in crisis. And it's available in all 50 states. And it's also available in Canada. And if you live outside of the US and Canada, if you go out to the helphub.co, it's a list of all the crisis hotlines throughout the world.
Wow. Now, what motivated you to want to write your book?
I wanted people to realize that even though you're in that very darkest moment of your life, that with a lot of hard work, that the life of your dreams can come true. And I didn't believe it at first because, like, the first couple of months in therapy were hard, were so hard. Like, I had to speed date my therapist. I'm going to thank my co-host Dirty Skittles for giving me that term. But like I had to go through three therapists before I found that therapist that really worked for me. And so like I give tidbits of if you've gone through something similar to what I've gone through or even your own journey or you're an extrovert, like some tips and tricks and like life lessons that can help you because honestly, life is worth living. I wake up every day now. I still call Dirty Skittles every day. But I wake up every morning and I watch 20 minutes of a funny video just so I can keep that momentum going. And then after I watch that video, I have a gratitude practice and I tell myself what that gratitude, what I'm grateful for each day. And so
I
when
love.
somebody's like reading the book, I want them to feel that in the pages. And like I said, I cuss a lot in the book. But it's the authentic me, and I'm going to self-publish, so I'm okay with that. But from everyone that has read it, they felt very empowered. They felt like they had the tools that they needed to be able to help a friend in crisis. And that's really what I wanted.
I love that. I love that. Now, when it comes to your podcast, how have your conversations with survivors and professionals every day impacted your own healing?
It's amazing. I'm telling you. So we batch record on one Saturday a month. We do between 5 and 7 episodes one Saturday a month. And it's like our free therapy, but it's also given us a green light to be very vulnerable and make these conversations accessible to around the world. And it's amazing how people that are so much stronger even than I am, that have overcome some really horrible things and are still out there making a difference in the world. So even if you are sitting there today and feeling like I'm not worthless, I'm worthless, I have nothing to give, you do. The world's a better place because you are here today. And you contribute by just being here. And that is the one message that comes through almost every episode, is that people are thankful to be alive, that they are able to give tips and tricks that, even for us, like stuff that we mentioned like 2 years ago, that information's now been taken down. So giving people, help or different avenues of help is amazing. And we are filling a gap because there are a lot of people out there that don't have health insurance. And so they can listen to the podcast. We're not a substitute for therapy, but it gives you the ability to go out and find something that's going to help you. And like, don't give up. Like, keep searching, keep fighting. And our guests are awesome. Every time we get a guest on, they're like, this is like the most relaxed atmosphere. And for us, it's like sitting around the fire, shooting the shit with your friends, right? Just talk about life. And we get that from both our guests and our listeners. And that's how we wanted to keep it. We do take some precautions, like especially if we have a really heavy Saturday that's going to be super emotional. We make sure that we're doing super a whole bunch of self-care right after we record and the day after. And so like if you're going through a heavy a heavy period in your life, like heavy emotions, look inward and take care of yourself first. And it's so true. Like, put on that oxygen mask, because if you don't, you could potentially end up where I was, and I don't want to see that happen to anybody.
I talk a lot about that on my show because I think so many people, they don't do enough of self-care. You have people, so many people out there that, they're worried about their spouse, they're worried about their kids, they're worried about their job, they're worried about this and that, and the last person they think about is themselves. And a lot of times you could even pinpoint these people. If you're walking in the street, you can see people, they look beat up, they look drained. They look, you see them at like just a couple of weeks later, and they look like they aged because they're draining, and it's affecting their physical aspects. And you can just see that it's putting a toll on their life. And a lot of people feel guilt and shame to put themselves first. They feel it's necessary. Oh, I can't do that. My grandkids, I can't do that. My spouse or my partner, I can't do that, because I have to do this and that, and they never put themselves first. But how can you care for others if you don't care for yourself first? Just like the concept of the oxygen mask. How can you help somebody if you don't put the oxygen mask on yourself first?
And you if you're doing it, you're faking it, right? Like, if you are faking it, you are hurting yourself. You can do self-love and self-care in 5 minutes,
Yes.
literally. Stand up, look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself that you love you. Laugh. Laughter is such an incredible healer. Write yourself a note. Start journaling. Like, you can journal at work. I know I did. It was like during meetings, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm really not happy. I'm going to write about this, and then I'm going to throw it away, right? Like, you can write a journal and just not keep it. I have, I probably killed like five trees for the stuff that I didn't keep. But for the stuff that I did keep, I can go back and reflect on that and take care of yourself, take care of your mental health, take care of your physical health, take care of your spiritual health. And even if you don't believe in God, you may have a spirit that you believe in. Take care of those things because they create that whole person. They create you. And be grateful for what you have. Be grateful if you got to eat a meal. Be grateful that you have a bed to sleep in. Be grateful that you have a job. Be grateful that you feel loved or can give love. Those are all really important things, and those are things that we have learned from our guests. So, like Dirty Skittles and I, we've learned so much. We have close to 130 episodes now, I guess. And in the beginning, it was just the two of us, and then we started bringing guests on, and now I can't keep up. We're booked, physically booked with guests until July of 2026.
I believe it.
It's
That's
insane.
awesome.
It's insane. It's scary.
Now, laughter and storytelling are your central. It's central to your podcast. How do you balance humor while addressing like serious topics? Like you mentioned, like you always have like afterwards, you have your care time, and before you talk about care time, like when you're talking about suicide and mental struggles, how do you balance it? How do you balance it?
So we have these at the end of each episode. We have questions. And Dirty Skittles gets all her questions from inside the actor studio. So if you ever like watch that show and all the crazy questions are asked, that's where she gets her crazy questions. And so we can like get our guests laughing a little bit, right? Because especially with like super heavy topics of like suicide and death and grief and things like that. And then for me, like my standard question right now is, if your anxiety had a theme song, what is it and why? And what's great about that, just like you, is they start to laugh, right? So it kind of breaks that tension and makes sure that they're practicing a little bit of self-care during the episode. And it's self-care for us too, because even with the really hard stuff that we're going through, we can still laugh. You can still laugh. Like, we all have phones. Go watch a raccoon video. It'll make you smile. Yes, I know they're trash pandas, but and our guests are always reminding us like the things that help them get through: laughter, communication, being open, not taking yourself so seriously. And that's how we practice our self-care, by making sure that, and our guest self-care is making sure that we have just a tiny bit of laughter in each episode, no matter how hard the subject is. Like, and our guests appreciate that approach, because for them, like, they've been living with this their entire life, and to look back at it and just be able to laugh for a minute, it puts a smile on everybody's face. And we only release our audio, we record over Zoom, and it's so great to be able to look a guest in the eyes and see that sparkle, right? Like, you ask them, like you're asking me these awesome questions, they get animated and they want to tell their story. And for most of the people that come on, they have never shared that story with somebody face to face. And so to share that journey through a mic, it's super healing for them.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it's challenging too, because like we mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, it is really hard to share your story. You need a, people love to listen to other people's stories, but the person who is telling the story, it's not easy to open up to strangers, especially, to share things that, that are painful, that bring back memories of tears. It's really hard to do it, and the more you talk about it, the easier it gets. And then when you see it helping others, then it there's an energy and then that comes, and it's like a and you start to get really good at it, and you start to really want to share because you're seeing that it's meaningful, there's a purpose, and that's how I came to my own realization. I think we all go through this stuff for a reason in life. When we're going through it, we're like, why me? We're asking like, why does this have to happen to me? But we no matter what happens in life, we always get through it. No matter if you think about everything that we've gone through in life, we've gotten through it, during the time that it happens, we're like, you're going bonkers and you're going through all these emotions, but at the end, we've gotten through it and we've learned from it, and it's brought us to a better place. And now we share these, we share this knowledge with others, and we're actually helping others. And the more we share, the more people we help. And it's become more meaningful than anything else, because now we're bringing positive purpose, and we're helping others grow in areas that they never thought they'd be able to.
100%. And I, yes, it's been hard to share my story. I thank Lisa Sugarman for, pushing me. She's
Yeah.
like, you need to tell your story, because in our own podcast, I only tell little bits and pieces of my story. I've never shared the full story.
Yeah.
And, now I've done probably 40 podcast interviews, and I try and like sprinkle those out through the week because it does take an emotional toll on me.
It
And
does.
I remember like why I'm doing this, and truly it is to show people that there is hope.
Yeah.
I went from being 20 minutes out from taking my own life to I opened my own business at 61. Like, who does that? Like, crazy people do. But like I get to work with, my customers, and I get to share my journey now with my customers.
Yeah.
I there's no hiding behind a corporate banner saying, oh, you can't talk about yourself and blah blah blah. But I'm also helping companies, and I'm helping them to realize and how to notice like burnout and stress, and especially with anybody that's going through change management. And making sure that they're taking their employees' mental health in their forethought of like what's going on, because a lot of companies don't do that. And if you are somebody out there who's been offered an early retirement, keep pressing your company to find you something to do. There's
Yeah.
nothing worse than sitting around for a month and a half with nothing to do. Yeah,
I
you're
have.
getting paid for being for doing that, but like your whole morale and your self-worth tank.
Yes, that's so true. Now, for someone who's struggling silently, what's your message? What message would you give them that they want to hear today?
If you're an extrovert, take your mask off and go find a friend. Find a
Mm-hmm.
friend. If you don't have a friend, call the crisis hotline. They are there for that reason. They have, they can talk to you. They can talk you off that ledge. They can give you some resources. If you're an introvert, I can't really speak to an introvert, but same thing. Find a friend. Don't suffer in silence, because it only hurts you. There are
Yeah.
so many people out there that want to help, but if you don't give them access to you,
Yeah.
then it's just not worth it, right? Like, make yourself a priority. Make sure that you are reaching out to those people that can honestly help you. And if
Right.
you are lucky enough to get one of those calls, just listen.
Yeah.
Just listen. And make sure that you're ch checking in on yourself every day. It's a lot easier said than done, but make it
Yeah.
part of your daily practice. How
Yes.
am I doing today? Okay, well, I'm doing like crap. Okay. And then you talk back to yourself and be like, hey, how can we change this? Watch a funny video. Start
Exactly.
laughing, because it will instantly take you out of that headspace that you're in right now
Right.
into like, okay, now my serotonin's up a little bit and I have some endorphins. Let me see what I can do to make this situation better. But if you
Right.
are in crisis right now, find a friend or call the 988 crisis line.
Thank you. That's great advice. Now, if someone is scared to reach out for help, what would you tell them about the bravery involved in speaking up?
It's life-changing. It really is life-changing, because now you're taking a chance on you. You own your own that domain. You own your own domain. So I get it. It's scary. I was 59 and a half when it happened to me. And yes, there is stigma out there, but you know what? It's slowly peeling away. But really, like, think about the people in your life that love you. Think
Yeah.
about the things in your life that you really love. Think about the impact that you've had on this world. We all make an impact, whether you think it or not. And I it's scary. But I am telling you, the most compassionate person I've ever spoken to in my entire life picked up the phone that day and gave me the resources I needed.
Love that. How can family, friends, and community support individuals who are hesitant to confide in others about their mental health struggles?
One of the things that they can do is if they're not certain on how to approach the situation, they can go out to 988, the 988, they can go out to 988 on the web and get resources, or they can call 988 themselves and let them know that they have a friend or a family worker or coworker that they believe is seriously depressed. And like, how can we help them? The other thing that you can do is reach out to them and just say, "Hey, how's your mental health today? I understand you're reluctant to get help, but like, let me listen to you. Let's try and figure out how we can move to the next step." And but don't prod them. Like, don't force the phone in their hand because that just makes people mad. Give them reasons why they can call somebody because a lot of us don't want to go to our friends because we don't want to be judged. A lot of people don't want to go to therapy, right? Sometimes talk therapy doesn't work for people. There's 8,000 different modes of therapy out there now. Find your person, and that person could be your therapist if you have ther if you're seeing a therapist. It could be your wife or your husband or your friend or your coworker. It could be a simple call to the 988 crisis line just so that you can feel like you're being heard.
100%. Now, are there any new projects or initiatives that you're working on to continue spreading awareness?
I'm finishing my book. Hopefully I'll have that done by the end of the year. We are going to start at the end of each season. So our seasons run between 10 and 13 episodes. We're going to start writing flip books for each of our seasons so that people have something tangible to go back for resources. I'm just living the dream. I'm trying to build my business and talk dirty Skittles off the ledge every now and then, and finding joy. I'm just finding joy every day. I'll be 62 in like a month,
Wow, you look
and
great.
I look good, but my body feels every bit of 62. But my bones didn't age well. But like, I just want to keep the conversations going, and people reach out to me through our email address, and I'm willing to help them get in touch with people that can help them. I don't have all the answers. You know what? Everybody's situation is unique, but sometimes people just need a friendly ear.
Yeah, 100%. Now, from today's conversation, if you had to emphasize on a couple of important factors, what are some of the things you want the listeners to walk away with today?
Number one. If you are an extrovert, take your mask off. If you are not feeling your normal self, if you've got something going on your head and you don't understand what it is, take your mask off and go talk to somebody. The second thing for me is if you get that call from somebody that is strictly asking for help, listen with your ears and not with your mouth. And if you say that you're going to be there for somebody, actually make yourself available. Don't give your number away if you don't want if you don't want to be dealing with somebody's mental health breakdown.
Yes, 100%. Those are great tips. Now, where can people find your website?
I have two. So the first one is for the podcast. You can go out to goesoninourheads.net. And if you want to learn more about my business, you can go out to showsorsolutions.com. I do offer a free 30-minute consult. You can just book it right there on my website.
Can you tell everybody a little about your business and your services that you provide?
Sure can. So there's two sides of my business because, I'm just a big nerd. So on the technical side, I work with customers that use UKG recruiting and onboarding. I'm certified in those products, and so I can help with implementations and training and system reviews. And then on the wellness side of my business, this is like the favorite part of my company, is working with companies around change management and like mental health. Most companies are only focused on the end goal and not on that middle part, which is the transition goal, which is a lot of times where your employees are starting to check out. Okay. Like, so if you notice that your employees are checking out, have you checked in on their mental health? So I'm developing tools that, managers can, take. It's like a little survey that they can take on behalf of the employee, and it helps them give some tips and tricks on how to have those conversations with the employee. Maybe they need to do something a little bit different in their job. And I'm going to start offering some workshops, and then I also do a little bit of coaching for people, anybody that's interested in, getting into podcasting. That service I give for free. When I st first started the podcast, there were a million people out there that wanted me to pay $1 million to figure out how to do the million little things. I can cut that short. So if you're thinking about wanting to start a podcast, you can just go out to my website, the Shoser Solutions website, book a consult with me, and I can ask, answer a lot of questions. And then I do a little bit of business coaching for some friends of mine that work at UKG when I was working there, that, a lot of people got laid off, not quite sure where to start over or how to help, and not quite sure how to use ChatGPT. So I'm kind of giving some tips on like how to do that too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, can you tell us that website address again where they can go to?
Yep. So that one is shosersolutions.com.
Okay. And tell everybody how to spell Schoser's.
It's Schoser Solutions, and it's Solutions.com.
I love it.
I had to close my eyes to remember how to spell. It's okay.
I wanted to, we're going to put it in the description anyway, but I just wanted if people are listening to make sure they knew how to spell Schoser. So I wanted to, make it clear to them. But yes, everything will be in the description and how you can get in touch with Gretchen. And this has been amazing. I thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story, sharing such important and vital information to others, so others can, get the help they need. Some people are afraid to get the help. Some people don't know where to go, where to begin, where to start. Some people are embarrassed to talk about it, but if they know people like them are out there, they don't feel so alone. They're more likely to open up to somebody like you because they know you've been through it. And so they don't feel embarrassed because they know that you've walked through their shoes, and so they're more open to share and listen because they know that you know what you're talking about. So I think it's great that you're doing all this. I think it's wonderful that you're writing the book. I'm excited to see your book at the end of the year when it gets launched, and I congratulate you for everything you've done and everything that you've accomplished. And thank you so much for being on the show. You're just a wonderful person overall. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great conversation.
Yes, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You too.